One of the most startling and compelling aspects of the observatories is the scale to which its instruments were built. As you walk among the marble arcs and stone columns, it is as though you were walking through a map of the cosmos, a mirror of the vast, unknowable world that surrounds us. In order to better appreciate this presentation, it will help to look at a site plan and learn something about the way these remarkable structures work. On your right, you'll see a site plan for the Jaipur Observatory. Let's look first at the Samrat Yantra. It is a sundial with a gnomon that casts its shadow onto an east and west quadrant. Unlike the sundials of garden variety, which cast their shadows across a flat plane, the curve of each quadrant permits equal divisions along its scale to represent equal units of time. The gnomon of the great Samrat Yantra, this instrument behind us, is some 73 feet in height. Its quadrants are 6 feet wide with a radius of 50 feet. The smallest divisions along the quadrants, spaced about 2 millimeters apart, mark intervals of 2 seconds of time. Another unique instrument was the Ram Yantra. For measuring the azimuth and altitude of a star, a vertical column was placed on a horizontal circular surface with graduated scales radiating from the center. By noting the position of the tip of the shadow, it was easy to record the altitude and azimuth of the sun in daylight. But in order to make night observations of stars, the instrument was built with the circular surface raised to chest height and divided into sectors of 15 degrees. By removing every other sector, a space was created for an observer to stand and use a sighting stick to sight from the surface past the center column to the star above. A second building adjacent to the first was built with solid surfaces in the places where they had been omitted from the first, and vice versa. So, when the point of observation moved past the edge of a surface of one, it could be picked up again on the solid surface of the adjacent instrument. Another instrument using the principle of complementary pairs is the Jaiprakash, shown in the introductory video. This is a spherical instrument in which the observer descended and, with the aid of a sighting stick, sighted upwards through a sighting guide suspended by cross wires from the upper plane of the hemisphere. Like the Ram Yantra, its index surfaces were divided into sectors, and the two instruments are exact complements of one another.